Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Today, let me share a story with you that the ultimate power in America resides with the people and not with the government. During the War of 1812, British troops occupied and did much damage to Washington, D.C. As they traveled back east of the coast, three residents of Upper Marlboro, Maryland, arrested four British troops who were stragglers and one who was a deserter. Upon learning of the arrest, British troops took three residents, including one of those who participated in the arrest, into custody. The commander demanded that the arrested troops be returned by noon the next day, or the British would lay waste to Upper Marlboro. Local attorney John Hodges arranged to return the four straggler troops to the British, but not the deserter, in exchange for the hostages and to spare the town from devastation. 9 months later, well after the war ended, the U.S. government charged Hodges with high treason for adhering to enemies of the U.S. Before continuing, let's review some history on the subject of treason. When the U.S. Constitution was drafted, substantially by James Madison, he argued for a more expansive definition of the word treason. His proposal was turned down by the reasoning the prosecution for treason should not be so broad as to make it available for a politician to use it against his opponents. Madison was also a major author of the Bill of Rights, which became the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, where many judicial processes and limitations were specified. The charge of treason was not just an everyday crime. In order to prosecute a case of treason in early 19th century America, the President of the United States had to sign off on the charge. It so happened that when this charge was filed, that president was James Madison. There were a number of twists and turns in the court proceedings and the jury's decision against John Hodges in May 1815 in the Circuit Court of Maryland. But that's all we have time for right now. Come back Friday for the rest of the story of this famous early American treason trial here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.